Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section, where they partner with BookTok authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is Inspection, part two of a story written and read by Molly Moore. You can find part one by searching Inspection on the site or clicking the link in the text. Note that this fantasy has elements of consensual non-consent and coercion, as well as fairly graphic debasement, humiliation, and clinical medical play. It's surprisingly comfortable. The metal of the stirrups is cold on the back of my calves, but it's the only real discomfort. Physical discomfort, that is. Everything else about this is uncomfortable, though. As I lean back and he finishes tightening the straps across my legs, I realise that the leg supports have a kind of ratchet system. So when he slowly guides my legs apart, the supports lock into place, holding me open. I cover my eyes with my hands. I can feel the heat of embarrassment burning in my face. He is busying himself over to the side, moving things around, getting trays. I listen, but can't bear to watch or to see him seeing me like this. After a moment or two, I realise the room has fallen into silence. I try to steady my breath and then peek out from behind my hands. He is standing at the foot of the table, silent, still, waiting. "Do I need to strap your hands down?" he asks. I twitch my head ever so slightly to indicate no. "Good," he replies, reaching for another pair of medical gloves. He takes a seat on a stool on wheels and guides it between my legs. For a moment, he just looks. Not at my face, but at my cunt. Tilting his head from side to side, and then, much to my horror, he leans right in and takes a deep breath. And I realise he's smelling me. I turn my head to one side. I can feel the muscles in my thighs tighten, wanting to close my legs, to hide myself away from this inspection. But I can't. I am held open for him. He reaches across and again notes something down on the paper. But then he clicks on a little recording device and starts to speak. "Inspection of," followed by my name, age, and today's date. He uses two fingers of one hand to hold my labia open, and with his other hand he uses a single finger to circle around at the opening of my cunt and then guides it up and circles around my clit. "Lube currently not required," he speaks into the recording device. "Subject is clearly aroused and ready to be penetrated." I can feel my heart beating hard in my chest. Everything about this is making me squirm. And yet he is right. He continues to hold me open as he reaches out to the tray beside him and picks up his phone. I'm confused at first, but then I realise he's using it to take a picture of my cunt held open wide. "No, please, no, stop." "What now?" he replies, the exasperation clear to hear in his voice. "You can't take pictures of me," I state firmly. "Silly girl," he retorts. "They are not for me. They are for him. He will want to see. He will want to see how wet you are, how ready you are for it. He will want to see the things I put inside you, how well you take them. They are for him, not me." A small quiet, "Oh," is all I have in response, as the realisation of what he said, of what it means, of what is to come, and what you will get to see, washes over me. Again, the shame and humiliation of it all, and the fact that, as I think about it, I know my cunt grows wetter and aches with the need to be filled and stretched. The camera clicks. Once. Twice. And then is discarded back on the tray. The pop of a lid pulls my attention back to what he is doing. He holds the metal speculum in one hand and pours a generous amount of the clear lube over the end. "I have applied lube to the speculum," he tells the recording device. "But as you can see from the pictures, I am fairly sure that it is not really needed." Then his fingers are back between my legs, prying open the folds of my cunt, and then he is pressing the harsh metal point into me. I tense against it, apprehension and desperation playing a weird little battle inside me. He purses his lips as he feels the resistance, but then he lets go of my labia and uses that hand to find my clit, which he rolls between thumb and finger. The sensation is intense, almost overwhelming, and my hips instinctively tip upwards, and I am offering myself to him, to the metal device, which he firmly slides right up inside me. Once it is in, he gives up stimulating my clit, but tells the recording device, "Clit stimulation needed to insert the speculum. Very effective, and she opened right up for it." I should have been appalled at his words, to be talked about in such terms, and yet I'm quivering, not with rage, but with need. He twists the little screw, and I can feel pressure, and also the coolness of the air, as the two metal prongs slowly separate, opening my vagina up. He holds the device tight up against me to stop my body from pushing it out. I can see him peer into the open cavity of my cunt, and then he is taking pictures again. I turn my head away in shame, but also to hide my face in case it tells him just how much I am turned on by this. As you can see from the pictures, she is beautifully wet and pink. She looks healthy and ready, and I think she will be good for you when you are ready to take her. A groan finally escapes from my mouth, and he follows up with, "Hopefully you heard that." Once he is done taking pictures, he probes inside me with a finger briefly, but then he's twisting the screw back the other way and sliding the metal rods out of me. I feel oddly empty as it finally leaves my body, but as he places it back on the tray beside him, he replaces it in his hand with a dildo. It appears to be made from metal and slightly larger than the speculum. He doesn't bother with the lube this time, but again stretches my cunt open and pushes it inside me. It slides right in, and he holds it inside me for a moment while he again takes a couple of pictures. But once that is done, he starts to slowly slide it in and out of me, drawing it right out so only the tip is nestled just inside me, and then slowly, almost painfully so, easing it all the way back in, where he holds it for a few seconds and then repeats. I realise I am biting my lip to stop myself begging. I can feel a please trying to burst out of me. I just need a tiny bit more, a tiny bit faster, and a finger on my clit, and... But it is like he knows. He watches my face and grins as I twitch and squirm as he continues to slowly penetrate me over and over again. Slowly makes her want to beg. I can feel her cunt tightening against the probe every time I push it into her. She will be a good fuck for sure. This time, when he takes the dildo out, he replaces it with two of his fingers. They are thick and firm as he pushes them into me. I can feel the material of the gloves drag ever so slightly against the soft flesh of my opening, but soon they are coated in my juices. Again, he takes a picture of his finger partially inside me, and then he drives them deep into me and holds them there as he takes yet more pictures. She is tight against two fingers, but for your reference, I think with stimulation it would be possible to insert three. He pauses as he starts to slowly twist and turn his fingers inside me, and then he is curling his fingers up inside me and swirling them round, and I am groaning. He watches my face as he uses his free hand to find my clit, and he rubs it firmly, almost harshly. It is all too much, and I come instantly, filling the room with a loud, bellowing cry. He stops rubbing my cunt to click on the recorder again. When I curl my fingers up, bringing my fingertips to the front wall of her cavity, it appears to make her groan, and I can see her thighs twitching. He repeats the movement, and my body behaves just as he says. And when I apply stimulation to her clit, this makes her orgasm. He starts to repeat what he has done, but my body is slower this time, hovering between the last orgasm and the shock of more stimulation. But he is relentless and determined, and eventually he forces another intense climax from my body. I am gasping for breath, legs still spread wide, as he clicks off the recording device and strips off the gloves. I'm shaking from the intensity of it all. The table jolts, and I realise he is lowering it slightly. For a moment, I assume he is trying to make it easier for me to step off it, but then it shifts beneath me, and I can feel it tilting slightly, and then he is standing right between my legs, and when the table finally stops moving, my cunt is at the perfect height for his groin. He fumbles with his buckle, and then his cock is out, and I can see he is ready. He is thick, not quite as long as the dildo he used, but definitely wider. He lays his erection across my labia, and to my surprise, he reaches for the camera and takes a picture. "What?" he questions. "You didn't think he told me not to fuck you? He wanted a thorough inspection. The full works, you could say." They are my favourite type to perform, especially on fresh, raw material like yourself. Again, those words. Humiliating, degrading. I can feel tears prickle at the corner of my eyes. "Oh my," he says, breathless. "I've not had a crier in forever. Look how hard that makes me." And he tugs on his dick a couple of times to show me just how rigid he is before guiding it between my legs. I can feel him pressing up against my opening, and then he is inside me, hard and hot and unforgiving. He pushes himself balls deep into my desperate little cunt. I throw my head back. The shame, the need, the want, and the disgust at myself makes me burn. I hear the telltale click of the camera, and then the recorder. The subject feels excellent on my penis. She is hot and tight and wet for me. I had to be quite firm to push myself inside her, but she opened up nicely, just like with my fingers. The recorder clicks off again, and he starts to fuck me with firm, hard strokes. I'm surprised to feel my orgasm building almost instantly, but he seems not to care anymore whether I come or not, and is intent only upon his own pleasure. For a moment I bite my tongue, trying to hold back my pleading, still embarrassed by my want, but then the aching need takes over. "Please," I whimper. He grins. "What?" he responds, still thrusting away. "I can't hear you," and he tilts his head slightly, mocking me. "Please," I say more firmly this time. "I knew it," he croons in triumph, but he rewards me with his thumb seeking out my now tender and slightly sore clit and rubbing it harshly as he uses my cunt as a fuckhole. I come again, and I can feel my juices sliding down past my arsehole and pooling on the table beneath me. Moments later, his own orgasm takes him, and he grunts with satisfaction as he empties his balls into me. What happens next is a jumble of shaking legs and guiding hands, but then I am left standing behind the curtain with my clothes beside me. I dress, somehow, fingers shaking and legs unsteady, and then I hear him talking again. Despite her shyness and what seems like discomfort with its desires, her body is willing and wanting this. She will be a pliable and fun toy to defile and teach. In my professional opinion, she will be easy to make beg and will easily succumb to whatever deviances you so desire. She has been a pleasurable inspection for sure. As requested by you, I finish the inspection by coming inside her and will send the pictures to you along with the full report in due course. I do have a recommendation for a further visit, which I will detail in my report. There it is again. The shame, the debasement, and the absolutely breathless desire for him to do it all over again. I draw back the curtain. He glances up at me. "Drink this," and he passes me what looks like a glass of water. But when I drink it, I realise it is sweet and sugary. Once it is gone, he takes the glass from me. There is a moment where it feels like neither of us is quite sure what to do next, but he recovers quickly. "Want to know what my recommendation for another inspection is?" And I want to say no. I want to slap the smug, knowing smile right from his face, but I can't, and so I nod in reply. His words ring in my ears as I finally flee the room, and all the way home I can hear them over and over. Even now, days later, they still haunt me, and even though I keep telling myself I won't ever go back, that I'm not that type of girl, it was a one-off. Every time I read the report, look at the pictures, and listen to the recordings that I arranged, I know the truth. And then I see those final four words, and I know I am exactly that type of girl. Next time, her arse. If you liked this, you can find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. You can find part one of this story on both sites. Just search inspection.